from Richmond High School. It is the Class 3 District 15 Boys Tournament Championship between your Chillicothe Hornets at 18-9 and the Higginsville, a.k.a. Lafayette County Huskers, 26-1. Since I grew up in Higginsville, I'm going to call them Higginsville instead of Lafayette County. 6'6", Alex Nolte jumping against 6'3", Austin Morse, who is only 6'3", but got a good vertical. Chillicothe playing the goal to the right, or the one right in front of me. Tip controlled by Chillicothe. Walker Graves picks it up, and Chillicothe first opportunity. Nate McKitty calls the plays, he crosses the line, goes to Snyder left wing. Flips it back to McKitty in the corner, Mason Hayward. Hayward dribbles up top, goes back to the wing up top, Walker Graves. Quick feed inside to Morse, shoots over top of Haynes. Haynes takes it away from him. Morse, a little problems controlling the basketball. That might go down as a block, but... So up top, Alex Nolte hands it to 6'4", Mason Haynes. Haynes to Elmore, right wing, low post to Dyer. Or not Dyer, but Nolte. Nolte, 6'6", low post, couldn't get it to fall. Good defense against him by Austin Morse. That'll be a battle inside there. Both teams have had a chance. Both teams have yet to score. We played 45 seconds, Chillicothe's basketball. As McKitty crosses the timeline, right wing to Cade Snyder. Up top, Austin Morse, circle left now, McKitty. Fakes a tray, tries to go to the corner, stolen by Gibson. Matt Gibson applies the break, pulls it back out. McKitty hustled back on defense. Bounce pass inside to Wheeler was called kicking the ball on McKitty. Huskers will inbound it on the right wing. 6:53 left to play first quarter, no score. Chillicothe and Higginsville. Boys basketball. Wheeler inbounds it to Elmore. Elmore in the paint, working against Morse, didn't get it to fall. Elmore couldn't get it to fall. Wheeler could get it to fall, and Chillicothe pulls out the board. Both teams coming out cold. Up top, Snyder, circle left, McKitty. Inside, Morse kicks it back out. The big man, three ball doesn't fall for Walker Graves. Blaine Wheeler takes it to the house. Good defense by Chillicothe. Snyder with good defense. Forced an awkward shot. McKitty off the rim, gets his own rebound. Second one off the rim again. Neither team can get it to fall. Both teams coming out tight and cold. Malcolm Elmore crosses the timeline, works it over on the left side. Left wing to Haynes. Back to Elmore. Elmore's pass tipped back to him by Hayward. Kick out right wing to 6'4". Haynes doesn't get it to fall. Count it. Follow-up bucket. Blaine Wheeler has the first points of the game for Higginsville. 2-0, 5:45 left to play. Both teams cold. Chillicothe has it knocked out of Austin Morris's hands and out of bounds. Chillicothe's ball. They check with Coach Tim Cool. And McKitty inbounds it quickly to Walker Graves, free throw line, high post jumper. Walker Graves knocks it in. Ties it up, 5:31 left to play in the first quarter. Two apiece. We've settled down now. Let's play some ball. Haynes goes to Dyer. Or I keep calling him Dyer because that's the other 6'6 gentleman. Nolte, low post, didn't get it to fall, was fouled. We'll go to the line. Walker Graves with his first foul, first whistle of the ball game. Alex Nolte, two looks at the line for the 6'6 senior. First one is in. Nolte, I would suspect, is a good free throw shooter. Probably has had a lot of opportunities being 6'6. 3-2, second one makes it still 3-2. McKitty with a rebound. Nolte 1-2. McKitty down court to Hayward, right wing, up top to Graves. Goes back to McKitty, circle left in the corner, Cade Snyder. Good defense, man-to-man defense by the Huskers. Gets it to Graves. Graves working against Nolte. Nolte swats it out of bounds. I don't know why they were thinking it was Higginsville's ball. I looked right under him. Nolte swatted it right out of bounds. He's standing right next to the sideline. Inbounds pass tipped, but controlled by Austin Morse. Cade Snyder up top. This Dyer's a good player. He's good on defense. He's good on offense. He's tall. He's mobile. He's a tough customer. Hayward tries to go inside with a pass to Graves, tipped and stolen by Mason Haynes. Another turnover for Chillicothe. 4:37. Huskers lead Chillicothe in a low-scoring affair, 3-2. Blaine Wheeler, three ball, no. Off the rim and out of bounds off of Chillicothe. Walker Graves knocked it out of bounds. Blaine Wheeler inbounds it inside on the inbounds play to Haynes. Haynes couldn't hit it. Both teams very cold. Higginsville especially. Graves one-hands it up, halfway down, back out again. Still 3-2 Higginsville. Blaine Wheeler across the timeline, left-handed dribble. Goes up top to Malcolm Elmore. Midway through the first quarter, little backdoor play, Blaine Wheeler. They run that very well. Wheeler with four of the team's 5 points, and it's a three-point lead now for the Huskers. A little give and go. Higginsville runs that very well. Left wing, McKitty goes back up top. Snyder gets a screen, three ball counted. Yes, yes, yes. Cade Snyder hits the three ball and ties it back up, five apiece. Haynes pivots, shoots, doesn't get it to fall. Hayward the rebound, down court to McKitty, circle left. Up top to Graves, right wing to Hayward. Gibson is there for the defense, can't get the tray. McKitty drives inside, skips it out to Snyder. Snyder baseline right. Three ball doesn't fall for Cade that time. One out of two. Five apiece. As Brandon Lamp will check in at the next opportunity. Matt Gibson, left wing. Gets it right wing. Haynes, look at the three ball. Didn't want to shoot over top of Walker Graves. Up top to Elmore. He settles in left wing to Wheeler. Wheeler, Snyder slides with him. Gives it up top, Nolte, free throw line. Count it. Alex Nolte for two. 7-5 Huskers. 2:39 left to play, first quarter. McKitty stops, pops, can't get it to fall. And again, Chillicothe cold. That was an opportunity that he usually capitalizes on. 7-5, Huskers by two. State ranked number six in the state, leading by just two. Baseline, Wheeler turns it down, out to Haynes. Three ball for Haynes, doesn't fall. Pretty physical inside there, and it comes up with Huskers' offensive rebound. And Morse denies Elmore. Elmore shot is blocked, but the follow-up and stick back. Nolte's second, and it's 9-5, four-point lead for the Huskers now. Hayward kicks it out to Snyder. Boy, this is a great defensive Higginsville team. Man-to-man defense, they play it well. McKitty, right wing, feed to Graves. Graves, problems controlling it, finally settles it down. Back up top, we go, and around the horn to Snyder, circle left. Up top to Graves, being guarded by the 6'6 Nolte, feed into Morse, Austin Morse. Haynes got a hand on it. Morse was able to finish it off. And it's a two-point Husker lead, 9-7. Minute 19 left to play, first quarter. Malcolm Elmore, top of the circle, works it left wing now to Wheeler on the left side. Snyder fights through a pick from Nolte. They go over to Mason Haynes. Baseline, Elmore doesn't get it to fall. Offensive rebound by the Huskers. They're doing a good job on the board. They got the height advantage, definitely, with 6'6", 6'4". Haynes, left wing, the 6'4 junior. Drive inside, pivots, can't shoot around Walker Graves. Mason Hayward, circle left, baseline left. McKitty drives inside, loses the ball, had it knocked loose. Wheeler comes up with it. 9-7, Huskers by two, 30 seconds left to play in the quarter. Standing room only crowd. Chillicothe to the right. Three ball for Blaine Wheeler is a big one late in the quarter. He's got seven of the team's 12. It's a 5-point lead now, biggest lead of the game. McKitty, top of the circle, goes left wing with six. Up top, Hayward loses it. 1 second, doesn't get a shot off. 12-7, Huskers leading Chillicothe by five after one. You're listening to Chillicothe Basketball on KCHI.